A disappointing year, says Tiger Brands. They've seen their profits down 23%. They're looking to cut costs by 500 million rand this year. They're cutting, or have cut, 400 jobs. Chief Executive Noel Doyle, we are seeing some food inflation coming back into the global grocery mix. We are seeing some money come back into the mix. There's some sort of increase in prices there. That's possibly good news for you, I would suggest.
Bruce, thank you. Look, I think the pricing really reflects the pressure on the input costs. The challenges on the demand side, you know, with 2 million people, additional people out of a job, remain in place. So we're expecting sort of pressure on margins going forward, and that's why we've had to focus very hard on looking for cost savings and efficiencies in our total supply chain to try and, you know, bring many of our premium brands sort of closer to an affordability level for the consumers.
How do you cut costs, and when you, especially when it comes to basic food production, you can, yeah, you still have to put the same amount of salt, the same amount of yeast, and the same amount of flour into a loaf of bread. Electricity prices keep going up and up and up. So where do you save costs?
One of the key things for us, Bruce, is to try and drive efficiencies out of our factories. The more efficient factories are, generally, the less wasted you have if you don't have, you know, stop-start breakdowns. So by focusing on the efficiencies, that's the first starting point. If you're running your factories more effectively, your utility costs come down, what we call material usage variances come down, and you can meet demand without spending a fortune on overtime.
Yeah, which is hard, easier said than done, particularly in an environment where you have been told, listen, you're welcome to open your factories, but only one in three people can go to work, or however many it is, to ensure that there's social distancing in the workplace. We've seen how in meat packing plants in the United States, COVID has gone completely mad, and you've somehow got to be running your factories more cleverly, more efficiently, with fewer people. And it becomes, you know, again, a very demanding task.
Yes, Bruce, it has. And look, I'm happy to say that we've been able to adapt to the challenging environment and put the right protocols in place without it having a significant adverse effect on our efficiencies. You know, a lot of our factories are fairly mechanized to start with, and we've been able to run them pretty effectively with meeting all the social distancing requirements and all the other many sort of protocols that you need to put in place to keep your employees safe.
Do you see greater automation coming through as a result of the constraints that have been put on you in the last 8 months?
I don't think specifically linked to the constraints around COVID. You know, I think automation always becomes, very much a sort of an economic decision based on the alternative in terms of increasing labor costs relative to the efficiencies of automation. I wouldn't say that we're making any decisions because of any constraints in terms of COVID-related protocols, Bruce.
Staple foods, the rices, the pastas, the stuff that we have at home when we are at home, did okay, because more in-home dining translates well, I think, to the basics that you produce. Treats and snacks, though, taking strain. Fewer office lunches, fewer lunch boxes getting packed, and that's one part of the business, of course, that is possibly more vulnerable to the vagaries of the economy than the stuff we actually need.
You're absolutely right, Reeves. You know, those areas took quite a hammering, particularly in the earlier stages of the harder lockdown. You know, the whole shopping occasions changed. People were going out less. The impulse purchase, the exercise and the gym utilization that drives the sales of Energade, those occasions were much lower. We've seen a nice recovery towards the end of the year. You do get a dynamic where people curb what we call discretionary spend. But what we're seeing a little bit, particularly in the chocolate side of the snacks and treats business, is that, you know, when people are looking for comfort or for a small indulgence in these challenging times, we've seen quite robust demand in that part of our business.
Thank you. Noel Doyle, the Chief Executive at Tiger Brands, a beacon of hope.